Chapter 36. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying,
Take a scroll of a book, and write in it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah, even to this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I intend to do to them, that they may each return from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin.
Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all Yahweh's words, which he had spoken to him, on a scroll of a book. Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am restricted. I can't go into Yahweh's house. Therefore you go, and read from the scroll which you have written from my mouth, Yahweh's words, in the ears of the people, in Yahweh's house, on the fast day. Also you shall read them in the ears of all Judah who come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before Yahweh, and will each return from his evil way. For Yahweh has pronounced great anger and wrath against this people. Baruch, the son of Neriah, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book Yahweh's words in Yahweh's house. Now in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, all the people in Jerusalem, and all the people who came from the cities of Judah to Jerusalem, proclaimed a fast before Yahweh. Then Baruch read the words of Jeremiah from the book in Yahweh's house, in the room of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the upper court, at the entry of the new gate of Yahweh's house, in the ears of all the people. When Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all Yahweh's words, he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's room. And behold, all the princes were sitting there. Elishama, the scribe, Delaiah, the son of Shemaiah, Elnathan, the son of Agbor, Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared to them all the words that he had heard, when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushai, to Baruch, saying, Take in your hand the scroll in which you have read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the scroll in his hand and came to them. They said to him, Sit down now and read it in our hearing. So Baruch read it in their hearing. Now when they had heard all the words, they turned in fear one toward another and said to Baruch, We will surely tell the king of all these words. They asked Baruch, saying, Tell us now, how did you write all these words at his mouth? Then Baruch answered them, He dictated all these words to me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then the princes said to Baruch, You and Jeremiah, go hide. Don't let anyone know where you are. They went in to the king into the court, but they had laid up the scroll in the room of Elishama, the scribe. Then they told all the words in the hearing of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to get the scroll, and he took it out of the room of Elishama, the scribe. Jehudi read it in the hearing of the king, and in the hearing of all the princes who stood beside the king. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire in the brazier burning before him. When Jehudi had read three or four leaves, the king cut it with the penknife, and cast it into the fire that was in the brazier, until all the scroll was consumed in the fire that was in the brazier. The king and his servants who heard all these words were not afraid, and didn't tear their garments. Moreover, Elnathan and Delaiah and Gemariah had made intercession to the king, that he would not burn the scroll, but he would not listen to them. The king commanded Jeramiel, the king's son, and Seraiah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdiel, to arrest Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet. But Yahweh hid them. Then Yahweh's word came to Jeremiah, after the king had burned the scroll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, "Take again another scroll, and write in it all the former words that were in the first scroll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, has burned. Concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, you shall say, 'Yahweh says, you have burned this scroll, saying, why have you written therein, saying, the king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land, and will cause to cease from there man and animal. Therefore, Yahweh says concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he will have no one to sit on David's throne. His dead body will be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. I will punish him, his offspring, and his servants for their iniquity. I will bring on them, on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and on the men of Judah, all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they didn't listen.' Then took Jeremiah another scroll, and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book, which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire, and many similar words were added to them.